Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today's episode is going to discuss the eighth problem in our 10-part series on problems with biological and chemical evolution. We're going to discuss in this episode differences between vertebrate embryos and how they contradict the predictions of common ancestry. This is taken from a chapter I published in the book More Than Myth titled The Top 10 Problems with Biological and Chemical Evolution. Another area where evolutionary biologists claim powerful evidence for common ancestry is the patterns of development of vertebrate embryos. Biology textbooks typically portray the embryos of different groups of vertebrates as starting off development in a highly similar fashion, reflecting their common ancestry. However, such claims overstate the degree of similarity between the early stages of vertebrate embryos. Biologists who investigate these questions have found considerable variability among vertebrate embryos from their earliest stages onward, contradicting what we are told to expect from common ancestry. A paper in Nature stated, quote, "Counter to the expectations of early embryonic conservation, many studies have shown that there is often remarkable divergence between related species, both early and late in development," unquote. Or as another article in Trends in Ecology and Evolution stated, quote, "Despite repeated assertions of the uniformity of early embryos within members of a phylum, development before the phylotypic stage is very varied," unquote. Most embryologists who acknowledge that vertebrate embryos started development differently will still claim that embryos passed through a highly similar midway point in development called the phylotypic or foringular stage. These theorists propose an hourglass model of development, where it is claimed that similarities between embryos during this midpoint stage provide evidence for common ancestry. One critical biologist explained how this concept is viewed, writing, quote, "It is almost as though the phylotypic stage is regarded as a concept for which no proof is needed," unquote. But when biologists have looked for evidence supporting the existence of a phylotypic or foringular stage, they have found that the data points in the opposite direction. One comprehensive study in the journal Anatomy and Embryology surveyed the characteristics of many vertebrates during this purportedly similar stage and found that embryos showed differences in major traits, including body size, body plan, growth patterns, and timing of development. The researchers conclude that the evidence is, quote, "contrary to the evolutionary hourglass model," and, quote, "difficult to reconcile with the existence of a foringular stage." Likewise, a paper in Proceedings of the Royal Society of London found the data was, quote, "counter to the predictions of the phylotypic stage. Phenotypic variation between species was highest in the middle of the developmental sequence," unquote. It concluded that, quote, "a surprising degree of developmental character independence argues against the existence of a phylotypic stage in vertebrates," unquote. While vertebrate development shows wide variation, evolutionary embryologists seek to force-fit evolutionary interpretations to the data. When every rule is stymied by exceptions, a better way is to simply let the data speak for itself. A non-evolutionary approach to embryology would more easily acknowledge that differences exist between vertebrate embryos at all stages of development and that vertebrate embryos show some similarities but also significant differences during the purported phylotypic stage. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Stay tuned for the next installment where we'll discuss biogeography. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.